What's a spiritual awakening? Can I get one? How long until I can get one? Is there even a right way to have one? Today, we're going to go over all these questions and look at the seven stages that can tell you that you're on your way. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that psychic yellow brick road where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. The seven stages of spiritual awakening. When you first enter the metaphysical playground, there are all kinds of rides. How do I astral project? Am I an intuitive? Can I remember my past lives? But the one that most people get to, sooner or later, is the big one. What is a spiritual awakening? Can I get one? How long until I can get one? Oh, my friends, I do laugh at this. But I laugh with you, not at you, because every single one of us has come upon that great mysterious mountain and wondered how we'd ever climb it. That is, if we could even get a ticket in the first place. A spiritual awakening is when you realize you've got unconditional love, connection, and support surrounding you. You accept that you aren't in this existence alone. There's an eternal and central connection that's always been there, whether or not you've been aware of it. The world expands. You stop thinking of yourself as a citizen of your state or country or political party or subculture. You recognize you're a singular being woven into the fabric of the universe. And there is so much more to explore, connect with, and embrace. Spiritual awakening is that moment when the fabric of reality shifts. All of a sudden, the half-asleep existence round is shattered. Instead of the mindless wanting, working, feeding the senses, living in the realms of fear and scarcity and never good enough, we stop. Something within or without puts the brakes on for us. And it asks us to look within and beyond all of the mindless wheel spinning of everyday life. Is there a right way to have a spiritual awakening, you ask? No, get that out of your brain pan, kids. Remember, comparing yourself to others is the ego's insidious way of stripping the moment of its connection to spirit and source. If you find yourself wondering whether your spiritual awakening is as good as someone else's, or are they more enlightened because theirs was better or faster or different, then you're being pulled back into the illusional world. A spiritual awakening will change you. Sometimes it happens in slow shifts. As your worldview alters, you think, what's real and what's illusion? What do I want to include in my life and what do I want to release? What's truth and what's deceit? It's all going to come up to be examined. Or sometimes, there can even be a life-shattering event that catapults you out of complacency into a moment-by-moment awareness of what the world's really about behind the illusional curtain. But no matter what precipitates your spiritual awakening, you can be assured your guides, angels, and spirits have chosen that moment to wake you. In that moment, they offer you the golden ticket of consciousness that lifts you above the half-asleep existence you've lived until now. Whether you take it or not will be up to you. Will they offer it again? That depends on your life path, your chosen pre-birth planning. But it really doesn't matter. When it comes, and it will, because it comes to all of us at least once, you'll know that you have your own answer to what is a spiritual awakening, and it's going to be yours alone, because each one of us has a door to walk through that's been shaped lovingly, uniquely, and deliberately to give us the most joyous welcome home we can possibly imagine. Now, let's take a good look at how that spiritual awakening shows up in your life. I'll compare it to a medical diagnosis. If a doctor determines you need surgery, he usually doesn't put down his pad and pen, stand up and say, "Okay, I think you need your knee replaced. Let's just step in here and I'll get my bone saw." Are you kidding? If he did that, you'd run. Now, there are times when your leg is shattered in an accident and then the surgical team starts work as soon as they can get you on a table. But that is a rare occurrence. And regarding spiritual awakenings, there are occasions where a rare few of us have an experience I call the irresistible force. Immediate and profound happenings that force us to look at life in a completely new way. Examples of this kind of catalyst are a near-death experience, a life-threatening illness, a breakdown, an undeniable encounter with discarnate beings, or the lightning strike of meeting and recognizing a destined partner on a soul level. But for most of us, it's a step-by-step process of unfoldment. So let's look at what the more gradual stages of spiritual awakening look like. A change in viewpoint. Relationships, jobs, hobbies, ideologies that you took for granted and used to define who you are, they won't fit anymore. They'll be like outgrown clothing. I've seen people split up a long-term partnership, change jobs, move, quit social groups, and otherwise shake up their status quo to make room for the new person they sensed inside them. You will have a complete shift in perceiving the world. Of all the stages of spiritual awakening, this is the one that will galvanize you. Packing the spiritual suitcase. This is when a journey of discovery awaits. You're going to notice things like synchronicities. You'll find that hunches and premonitions are coming more frequently and that you're more often right than wrong. Your dreams are more vivid with clear messages, and your senses are more acute than others, especially your sixth sense. Then there's admission to the celestial college. When you're set to go to college, the first time you get that course catalog with pages and pages listing every course you could take, well, it can be overwhelming. So much to choose from, and all the new people to meet and teachers to work with. It's all too delicious. When you find yourself in the celestial college, you'll feel the same way, hungry to learn, have philosophical discussions, read and attend classes and workshops, visit sacred places like Sedona, Arizona, or Glastonbury Tor in Cornwall. And like all freshmen, you know that somewhere in seeking to absorb all this knowledge, you'll figure out your major. In this case, your sentence of passion, your reason for being here for this incarnation. Then there's the apprenticeship stage. At this stage, you know where you belong, the celestial college, and your head, hands, and heart have dived deep. Now is when you discover and develop your personal spiritual gifts. Meditation becomes a joy, even if it's difficult in the beginning. You seek out ways to get your mind and body and spirit in alignment with yoga, qigong, or other sacred centering methods. You study ways of self-healing and energy healing. You seek to speak with your guides and angels on your own. You put your vision of the world out in some creative fashion. You soak in spirituality, metaphysics, and spiritual awakening constantly and with joy. Then you get to the journeyman stage. In this stage of spiritual awakening, it's where you take over directing your own life road. You teach, you mentor, you guide. You answer questions for yourself and others as requested. You walk your talk. You speak your truth. You change your life as you need to, removing points of stress and places where you can no longer be your authentic self. You find your own unique life story to share with others as you encourage them to find their own. Then there is the stage of mastery. In the final stage, you look back on where you started. In gratitude and wonder. Fears have been transmuted. Challenges become opportunities. You get to get up every morning. You don't have to get up every morning. You're living and creating and sharing your bliss. Unconditional love and trust, they're your natural state. You live not just in three dimensions and five senses, but celestially, miraculously. And you've left ego behind in favor of your true soul. Self. The stages of spiritual awakening can come all at once or over many years' time. But the most important thing to know is that they do come to all of us if we want them and we're willing to do the work when they arrive. So if you're ready for your spiritual awakening, just look up to the sky and ask. And then put on your seatbelt for a heaven of a ride. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlie.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short, burning questions all the way up to the jewel in the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide. And until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the psychic yellow brick road.